Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me today, two people that I respect, love, and tolerate most of the time.
Wow, Steve. We're so honored.
Oh, you're welcome. It's the least I could do, isn't it? I mean, really,
it's integrating good and bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It certainly is.
Tolerating us, Mylan. Yeah.
But, you know, really, tolerance is the beginning of love, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, did I ever tell you guys about this this quote I read when I was looking into Dickens' book, Pickwick Papers and all that stuff? It said...
Are you kidding me? Guys, come on. Let's get it together here. We're on air.
You know what? That is gonna be edited out.
New Life Radio, take two.
Okay. All right. That was fun. These things happen.
The microphone was just two inches away. And what is it?
Okay. You know what? I said I quit drinking Diet Coke. I really should. That's not good. All right. But anyway, it said that there is a tremendous difference in seeing things as a construction or a creation, which is kind of an interesting thing. And it says this: if you see something as a construction, you will only love it when it's fully constructed. Mm. If you see something as a creation, you will love it before it even exists.
Wow.
Well, who doesn't love a baby before it's ever born?
Yeah.
God loves us before we ever breathe. But if it's a construction project, you know, you're going to wait till the thing's finished, then you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's amazing. How many people in marriages see the spouse as the construction project versus the divine creation
of
God?
So true.
So you think you're the contractor that God has employed to construct it. And so
most women do.
You're thinking, boy, just as soon as I get this project done, I'm going to love it like crazy. No, because it'll never get done. Your spouse is a divine creation of God. Love the creation and resign as the building contractor on a construction project that you were never, ever, ever assigned to be involved with. And I think life's going to be better. Big difference. Go home tonight or do it today. See your spouse as a divine creation, not a construction project. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a great way to put it? I love it. I loved it. Wish it was a religion.
Yeah. You said that was from Dickens?
It was from actually a writer who was writing about some of Dickens' works.
Wow, that's a phenomenal thought. And did you put that piece together, Steve?
I did put that piece
together. Wow, that's impressive. You should write that down.
Okay, I will. I just did.
We have it recorded.
Yeah.
But it begins with actually that was the Belch version from Belgium is where that originated. Anyway, hey, we're glad you're with us here today. And if you need any help, we've got people that are sitting around going, sure wish somebody would call me so I could help them.
Yep.
That's why they came to work today, is to help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number. It's also the number to call us if you can help us. So during this break, we're going to get really serious. And we're going to come back and do the best we can to help you in the best way possible. We love you. We care about you. Really glad that you're here today on New Life Live. Dr. Jill Hubbard, she's the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Milan Jurkovic, he's the author with his wife, Kay, How We Love, the expanded, new, bigger, fatter version is just out, and it's our way of saying thank you for a gift of any amount. We'll send it to you. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Let's go to the calls, because that's what we love to do, is go to phone calls. And here we go. I want to talk right now with Juanita Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hi, Juanita. How you doing?
I'm Juanita. Okay.
You're okay. What's that? Doesn't sound okay. What's going on?
I am just finding it very hard to feel my relationship with God is vibrant and healthy. I've been physically and emotionally abused in my growing up years, and I am at times struggling with feeling like I am at rest with everything and that things have been cleared up. I've been through counseling sessions, but I still struggle with finding hope and that my past life is okay and that my life does not need to continue on as it has been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you this, Juanita. What have you done to get help for all of this?
I have been through counseling sessions where we work through the past experiences, and I feel basically at rest about things. It's just I'm told that I am still having reactionary responses to life now, and I am seeing so many nieces and nephews being faced with some of the same situations that I've been through because their father is having spiritual struggles as well and has been seeing other women on the side for many years that we knew nothing about. And it's like bringing back all kinds of bad memories for me.
Sure it would.
Okay.
And I'm just finding it hard to feel like I can feel close to God. And I'm wondering how can I renew my courage and my faith in God.
Okay. All right. Well, Mylon, you have any thoughts to start us off here? I would think so.
Juanita, first of all, I'm so sorry about the abuse you went through as a child and adolescent, of all sorts of abuse that you went through. Number two, I'm really sorry that family who has acted poorly has and behaved badly has reinvigorated your distrust for other human beings. And I'm proud of the work you've done, however, but it would be very understandable for you to be re-disappointed, re-triggered by a family member who is violating covenants and promises. And then we tend to put onto God what we would put onto people. We tend to project onto Him our feelings because He's a real being and He's a real relationship. We tend to project onto that what our historical experience has been. So I just want to say your situation that you're describing to us here is very understandable, and it makes sense. It's not a deficiency on your part. it is an understandable place. So that's thought number one. Thought number two, and I'll be brief on this one, is you need to work on solidifying and strengthening and bringing your fear into a relationship with another human being, of someone you trust, that and maybe a couple of people that you trust, so that you can begin to restore your faith in relationship, and you have support. And that will then translate to the Lord as well. Jill, what do you think?
Well, I think those are good things, Mylon. And it is so true that we do that. We project onto God. Mm-hmm. But what happens when we are reacting to a situation and when we get re-triggered, mm-hmm. we're kind of taken out of the place of being able to really process things. And so to remember that just because we've gone through healing, we've mm-hmm. looked at everything, it doesn't mean that wound can't still get stirred up again. And so I have seen people over the years who have had to go back into a counseling relationship when they've hit a difficult time, because mm-hmm. all of that old stuff, it's like that wound is just getting hit and stirred up again. And so you need something that is grounding for you and that can remind you of all that you've come through, and to separate these new situations out from your previous experiences.
That's a great point, Jill.
Yeah.
On top of all this, I have a lot of physical issues. Like, I have lots of pain to deal with. Mm. And I am just finding it very hard to keep on going.
Yeah, it's discouraging.
Doctors are saying they don't know what else to do for me. I've tried pain medications, and it just seems like there's no hope for pain, more pain relief. So I'm dealing with pain every day, most of the day. And I just...
Well, Juanita...
Somehow I find it very hard to keep going.
Sure.
Yeah.
Juanita?
Yes?
I can't encourage you more to find that women's Bible study in a church that there are other women your age that are just want to be with you. It can do so much for your soul.
I have some very close friends that want to be near me, but they just don't understand how to help me. Like, they don't know what... They don't have the kind of pain I have.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Some of them have had experiences that are similar to mine, and so they can relate in that way. But
all right,
everything together just makes me feel like I am alone.
Sure. Okay. Let me do this. I just started a series on chronic pain. I used to run pain treatment centers. I've had chronic pain all my life. And I just did a little segment on TV.NewLife. And I'm going to give you a subscription to that. And I want you to watch that, and maybe something there will help you with that.
Steve,
but the other thing is, you'll not, if you're always looking for somebody to know your pain versus acknowledge your pain, you're probably going to be pretty dissatisfied. Just find people that know you're in pain. They don't have to fully experience it or understand it. They just need to be able to acknowledge it. Mylon, your thoughts there?
Well, I was going to say the very same thing and add to that by doing so, what you just said, Steve, of only allowing people that really understand my pain personally to then be a part of my life, what I'm doing, because a lot of people won't, I'm ultimately isolating and I'm disconnecting from people by doing that, and I'm disqualifying people from coming alongside of me. I love what you said, Juanita, that I have people who want to come alongside me. But by disqualifying them with that rationale that you just expressed, I'm further isolating myself. And what is an abused child or adolescent but an isolated person?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
and feeling alone, like there are people around, mm-hmm. but there's a disconnect between. And even people who have other people, and you can say, well, look, I'm connected. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we reach a place where we still keep those people at arm distance, even though it looks like we have people around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There are all sorts of connections online and in communities. And if you're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, great city, to get the support, whether it's for being physically abused or a physical limitation, whatever, you've got to find that support and let people into your life. Now, this brings me to a bigger point, and I'll relate it to a conversation I had about some grandparents. These grandparents said, Well, the way our children, or the way my son was raising his kids with his wife, it was so disgusting to us. We just decided to not have anything to do with the grandkids. And I thought, what? Oh my goodness. Look at that. There's their excuse to disengage. If I had a grandchild that wasn't being raised the way I thought, I'd be investing more time mm-hmm. with that grandchild than ever. And so it brings me to this point. What is your excuse? We find these excuses to not do the right thing. And sometimes we need to sit back and say, why, what excuse am I using to not set the right kind of guidelines for my kids or be involved with my grandkids or whatever it is? We are so good at finding an excuse that if we could just back up and look a little bit, that would make absolutely no sense. To not be with grandkids because you don't agree with the way they're being raised makes absolutely no sense. And sometimes, just like in this case, we say, well, no one's really understanding my pain fully, so I can't really connect with them. In many ways, that is an excuse not to fully connect and, mm-hmm. and be authentic with another person. So my challenge, look at the excuses. By the way, you know, we love kind of humorous things here. We just moved into a new house, and I want to mention this to you. I got a thing in the mail that said, exclusive offer for Stephen Arterburn, or current resident. Is that the best? Is that the best contradiction ever? Yeah. And, you know, that is kind of typical in this world where we get so much superficiality and all of that. And, you know, at New Life, we have an exclusive offer for you. And it doesn't matter who the current resident is for you, is we want to help you. And it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we will treat you as if you were the king of wasabi. King of wasabi? What is that? Well, it means you can eat a lot of really spicy Japanese food.
That's a lot of horseradish right there, I'm telling you.
Okay. So anyway, you could be the prince of wasabi or whatever, and we wouldn't treat you any better.
Or the princess of ginger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ginger
exactly.
And wasabi.
So anyway, the point is we had an exclusive offer for you. We'll help you as if you were the most important person in the world.
Wasabi. Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
What do you have in that Diet Coke of yours?
Nothing. But okay, I just got to say it again. But all this humor started with an exclusive offer for Stephen Arterburn,
or current resident.
I just think that is the best. All right, let's go back to the phones. Try to do something serious here. Oh boy, here we go. Let's talk with Daniel. Washington, D.C. Daniel has called us at 1-800-229-3000. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have an adult son, and we think that he has an addiction problem to marijuana. And
why do you think that? Can you tell me why you think it?
Well, he's been pretty vocal about what he's done. We've talked to our daughter-in-law, and she says that it's pretty consistent. My brother-in-law, who is a former addict, mm-hmm. talked to him a week or so ago, and he was pretty convinced that he is.
All right. So big problem. He's got a big problem. What's the question for us with him?
I know what to do. We're both praying for him, my wife and I, but what boundaries do we have ourselves? I mean, I know not to, like, you know, like an intervention or anything. I want to know where to go. I just, you know, I'm not sure where to go, and where do I go to do the right thing for him besides, you know, what can I do besides prayer? Do I have to wait? Is there anything I can do?
Well, have you thought about, you mentioned it. Have you thought about doing an intervention?
We're thinking about it. He tends to get pretty belligerent, you know, and
that's okay. That's okay. The interventionist,
well,
that's
it's
their
okay
problem
for you because it's not your son.
Yeah.
No, but look, that's what an intervention is trained to do, is to know that he gets belligerent and be prepared for that. And I'm telling you, it is miraculous. They deal with impossible situations all the time. Their whole life is, how do we get somebody who would hate anything we have to suggest, how do we get them to, at the end of about a 2 or 3 hour session, get up, get in the car, and drive to a treatment center? And they do it all the time. I mean, really, it just mm-hmm. is amazing. And so no matter what you could say, you could say he carries a gun. Well, maybe that's the extreme. But whatever it is, that's what they're supposed to do is know that and deal with it.
And there's something about having a professional in the room and having a group of people who love you. That creates a different environment. And so even if he does act out, there's a lot of people there to help contain it and to talk about the plan.
Yeah, it just really is the answer to hopelessness. Mylan, go ahead.
So we can think about this on the break. How old is he? Does he live in your house? Is he married? Give me a quick thing there.
He's 27. He does not live in our house. He's been married for almost 4 years.
So he lives not in your house. Is that correct?
Okay, married, yeah.
And he's married.
That is correct.
Thank you so much.
And his wife is on board. She knows his wife needs to know. I mean, his wife knows something must be done. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's good news.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back, yeah. Good news.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. I'll tell you, something good's going to happen here. First of all, we've got a father who's on board. We've mm-hmm. got a wife that's on board. Something good's got to come out of this. Mylan, you want to follow up, or Jill, you want to continue, or either of you have a thought here before
sure.
I have a few thoughts?
Sure. Do you want to go first, Jill?
You jump.
All right, I'm ready. Here's what I would say, Daniel. He's belligerent, but is he just belligerent about this topic, or is he belligerent about other topics? Can you help me there?
Yeah, it's really just become this topic. I mean, he can get carried away about some other, politics, everybody does this day and age, mm-hmm. but it's really about that, and it's gotten to the point where
what I think is important for the family to do, and this runs a little counterintuitive, in addition to the interventionist, would be why does this have high value to him? What is he protecting? People get angry when they're trying to protect something that's of high value to them. Many people, for instance, smoke marijuana because they can't live without it because their anxiety is running rampant mm-hmm. and they can't live in that highly agitated, anxious state. And or we just don't know what it's doing for him. But just to say, there's an illustration of what I'm talking about. I've heard many people say to me, I can't live a day without marijuana because my anxiety would overtake me. Well, there's solutions to that besides marijuana. And so I would want to know, why is this of value to him? What's it doing for him? And in the midst of the conversations, that would be a piece of information I'd want to know, because maybe he doesn't even know what it's doing for him. That's just a piece. And,
right. What he would be afraid of if he stopped doing it.
Well, the panic.
Right.
He could be panicky if he thinks he has to live with panic. Maybe pot's taken away the panic. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just simply saying, if nobody's asking that question, we could be missing something.
Well, okay. So here's a little progression real quick. Finish up. Number one, I'm going to send you a couple of copies of Take Your Life Back. So you give that to his wife and you tell her, ask him to read this with you. Okay? So there's your first. Second thing, we're going to give you a counselor in your area. Ask her to ask him, or in their area, to go. And so if that doesn't happen, then you're left with this intervention option so that you can say, look, we tried to talk about a book that changes people's lives. We talked about going to counseling, changes people's lives. You haven't responded to anything. So now here we are at the end of this path doing what people do when somebody that's got a problem just doesn't respond.
Yeah.
And too often, people that really have good intention, they give up before, you know, the final thing that can be done. And so I'm hoping that courageously you guys will follow through, and we'll give you the name of an interventionist that might be able to help you there. This past weekend, Mylon and I were in D.C. doing the ultimate intimacy intensive. And at another one, somebody wrote, you know, that before they went, they lost all hope in their marriage. They were disconnected like roommates, but everything came back together. They became both engaged in a relationship they never dreamed they could have. We're going to do another one. You could sign up for it today. You don't have to wait.
What's so exciting about that, Steve, is you're absolutely right. Here it is, the end of July, and in September, we're going to be doing, just 8 weeks away, we're going to be doing another one of these, and people could sign up and jump right into the exciting progress that can be made as people find themselves hearing, learning, and then going to small groups to discuss about the topics that they were just listening to, and being able to apply the stuff to their marriage and relationship. Mm-hmm. Man.
And really, why wouldn't you want your marriage to be better?
Why wouldn't you? So
right? I think
here's another
great chance
coming up.
The only reason you might is that you might be afraid of any kind of change.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. So
we're going to help you with that, too. You just have to call us and show up. All right. Let's talk to Gene from Centerville, Virginia. Gene, how are you?
I'm doing okay, better than I was before. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure, what's going on?
I was on hold for some time last week. Thank you. My question is this: how much do I tell my adult daughters about my past? Last week I had chest pain again, and I'm overwhelmed because I feel like I have waited so long to talk to my daughters. My current husband of 25 years is verbally abusive, and I believe very much he's a functioning alcoholic. And thank you to your program, I now know about Al-Anon and just found one very close to my home, and I will start attending that this week.
Good. That's great. That's good.
Yes, thank you. I don't expect to be perfect in front of my daughters or with my daughters because I am not perfect. I just want to share with them the pitfalls that I went through that still caused me. With my first marriage, before I got married, my soon-to-be husband at the time was offered a career opportunity, which meant he would have to move across the country, and he chose not to do it. He wanted to marry me, and he wanted to stay in the state that we were currently living in at that time because all of our families were there. As a result, his family members and friends just belittled him, told him he was a fool, an idiot, because he would never have another opportunity like that. Well, we were married for a total of 5 years, but after the second year, one of the things that came up is we didn't get pregnant. But even with all of that going on, he stopped talking to me. I would walk in after work. He would leave. He was completely committed to his job, and I know he was not seeing anyone else. He was just so quietly angry because of this missed opportunity. And again, having the same people in his life consistently telling him what a fool he was.
Okay, we're going to get to this right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with Gene from Centerville, Virginia, listening on the great station, WAVA. Gene, you found some things, Al-Anon, things like that. You're talking about your adult kids. You want to be able for them to know about your life and all. What's the specific question that you have for us? And let's see if we can answer it.
How much do I tell my adult daughters about my past?
Okay. And how old are they?
Youngest is about 19, oldest is in early 30s.
Okay. I think you've got two different classifications of adult daughters there. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm just going
to... Well, that's part... I'm so sorry, Steve. One of the things was that getting back to my situation here after, even though it was the first marriage, it was a five-year marriage after the first, after the second year and not being able to have children because I was tested and I was the one with the problem. But even before that, problems with the marriage, my ex-husband at the time, my husband not talking to me, not being there, totally diving into his work. I just lived by myself, and at times I always wanted a marriage with a family because that's not what I had growing up. Mm-hmm. And then knowing that I didn't have children, the pain was so deep in my heart.
Right.
So I wasn't a Christian yet, but long story short, 3 years later, I met someone at my job, and I learned from your show, not to share personal things, and I did at the time. And
with that person, okay.
Gone with the person. We had an emotional affair, if that's what it's called, and then had a physical relationship. I got pregnant, and then I was beside myself. Mm-hmm. I was... Mm. How was that possible? I was mad at God. I was furious at God.
Yeah.
I was ashamed. I would tell young girls about the importance of children being born within a family with mom and dad, and then here I am.
Okay, so what did you do once you got pregnant?
I had my beautiful daughter, and because of her, God gave me something, even though it was through I knew through all the medical tests I could never have children, and here
okay.
I sure
all right,
changed
hold on.
My life.
Okay, hold on. Let me help you through this. You had okay. the 35-year-old or the 19-year-old?
The 35-year-old.
And does the 35-year-old know about any of that?
Oh, she knows. Again, my problem is when I start sharing, my children, they don't want to hear it. And the three
okay.
children from my current marriage, they're very reactive, like my husband,
uh-huh.
very verbally mouthy. And I
okay.
share with hundreds of people,
right.
teach workshops,
okay.
but I can't talk to my children.
All right, hold on just a second. So all the facts are known in your family? Your oldest child knows all of this, that, and your husband knows he's not the
no.
biological?
My older daughter, life just kind of took over and one situation after another. I think part of it, when I look back now, it's because my current husband is verbally abusive. And
okay, I'm just, I need
said,
to know if she
function.
Knows. I'm looking for a fact here. Does your older daughter know?
Daughter, yeah, she knows. She knows that my current husband is not her dad.
And the current husband, knows that he is not the biological father also. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
So,
because I didn't meet him until later, when I had my daughter and I became a Christian. And
okay.
You know, she was 7 years old when I got married to him.
Okay, so now I'm kind of hearing that you want to not reveal stuff. You just want to talk about stuff. Is that right?
Well, I want to tell them. I don't know if it's best that I write to them. It's just I don't know. I just feel with my husband.
So can I?
I'm having a hard time here.
Jane,
Jill,
okay,
take
so, yeah, so let me jump in here. I really hear.
Help me out, thank you.
Yeah, I really hear that you have a desire to be known. And a real hunger for connection. And those are both, you know, good things to want and to long for. I think we need to look at, though, why that's lacking in your life. And it sounds like there's a lack of connection, perhaps, with your husband. And I'm wondering about friends, mentors, adults in your life first, because we all need that basis. We need to feel like we're really known and get filled up from people that are our peers. Because when I'm hearing that you say your daughters don't want to hear it, that tells me that perhaps when you share with them, you are expecting something from them that they can't fulfill or don't want to fulfill. And it may be overwhelming them. Right? So you've told them some of the details. It's one thing in the context of it's serving something in their life. They're going through a hard time, and you can say, sweetheart, I understand because I also experienced something. And there's some mutual sharing there that is a benefit. But when it's just about here, you listen to me. I want to share this with you so you really know me, so I feel connected to you. Somehow,
yeah, I don't come across that way.
Okay.
I think part of it is because they only know our life for the way it is. And
mm-hmm.
My husband is always verbally mouthy and just, you know, just outright bursting out. Nobody cares what I have to say.
Oh, okay. And you feel minimized by him.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
shut down.
So, Mylan, when you hear this, what do you think is her first big
well,
next step?
I think I would have, first of all, what I think everything Jill and Steve have already said is very important, but we also have to ask why for a lifetime have people reacted to me in a certain mm-hmm. way?
Yeah, that's right.
Why have they treated me with respect? Why have they shut me down? Why do they treat me with contempt and disdain? You know, I can go out and talk to public people. That's one thing, but all the people around me, how do I come across? You just made a statement a moment ago. You said, "Well, I don't come across like that," and I always wonder if we really do understand how we come across, and I think that's an important place to stop and ask. Maybe I don't command respect of other people. Maybe I, you know, at some level, I tolerate or I do things that draw the attention of people in a negative way, or I put up with stuff. It's so sad. I'm sorry for your story, Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think a lot of what I don't think is my husband, he was not like this when we were dating in the church. But he blows things up and just, like even last night, he said something to our youngest daughter that hurt me. And it's just,
Well, the fact of the matter is that we think we find somebody in the church, Jean, and we think they're okay. But the fact of the matter is because somebody is great in dating doesn't mean they're a great lifetime partner. And so that can be one of the mistakes we make. And to Jill's point, I would only share with my daughters or important people, even your sons, your life story when it's appropriate. When it's to something that they need to hear, I just don't think to blurt out a story to everybody is necessarily the appropriate timing.
What they might be saying is, go get this resolved, Mom, so you don't have this need to talk about.
I don't know. This is a complicated situation.
I would ask them how they feel when you share things with them.
Yeah.
That would give you a sense, because if they feel like somehow they have to contain you, it will be too much for them. Mm-hmm. And it's a way in which you share.
Yes.
And you know, guys, just thinking this through, oh, my goodness. If she's living in this kind of marriage,
there's some just all sorts marriage of marriage rescue needed.
You kind of like you got half a heart there that you're dragging through this world. And if I were you, I'd be saying, honey, the least you could do is get some help with me. Mm-hmm. And so hold on, let me see if we can find some help for you. And to say to him, are you willing to do anything to make it better? Because you have put up with an awful lot. I think if you could get the support you need through Al-Anon and other places, like you're going to Al-Anon and stuff, maybe things will start to be different. But I sure do know this. Kids kind of don't want to relive a past they either weren't a part of or was painful. Mm-hmm. They just want things to be what it is today, especially younger people. And it's not a rejection of you and all that you are. It's just a reality in their own lives, the way they deal with stuff. All right. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to play a little clip about personal or purposeful parenting, which, of course, all purposeful parenting is personal. And we'll do that. And I just can't thank you enough every day you tune in. When I was speaking there in Ocean City the other day, and here were all these people coming up, some crying even, saying, thank you for this radio program. And they've been listening forever, they say. Maybe one program sounds like forever to some of you. But, boy, we love getting to be here. And we're so grateful that there are folks that have supported us year after year so we could do this. I wish you could have heard some of the comments that people made to me face-to-face about this program that you support. I mean, it really is making a difference. We love it when people get counseling. We love it when they come to intensive. But sometimes the only thing we can do is this program. And people tell me it's pretty amazing in the midst of their struggle. We're grateful for that. Thanks.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Purposeful parenting. What a subject. Now, let's hear what Jill Hubbard and Alice Benton had to say. Here's two PhDs on purposeful parenting. Here you go. Listen.
Sometimes it's a security question.
Yes.
Of, is there a line? Is there a limit? Because if there's no limit or no boundary, I'm feeling very insecure here. And so they'll push the limit, maybe not because they want to be rebellious, but they're just trying to reassure themselves. They're going to hold me back here. They're not going to have this. Oh, okay, here's an example. I heard this guy say, well, you know, if she's going to have sex before marriage, then fine. Just go get pregnant. I'm not going to pay for any birth control. If that's the way she's going to be, I'm not going to. And I'm going, whoa.
That's a
if
powerless
she's pen. Out there and she's having sex, and you're just saying, just do it, versus talking about the reality of it and trying to deal with that reality. It's kind of like you're about to walk up to the freeway, and you're thinking, well, my child doesn't know to not run out in the freeway. I'm just going to let him get hit by a car. And they'll go to the hospital, and then now they'll really know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't,
yeah.
Sometimes you don't let the consequence be the lesson when it alters life forever.
And yeah, that is such a tough...
That was a great clip of Alice and I.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's hard to hear what something really is supposed to be because somebody is so determined to say what they want to say. But that's about a 15-minute program, and I think that that Jill and Alice actually, toward the end, get to say something.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure what it is, but I know there was something.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was really good. And so if you want more of Alice Benton and Jill Hubbard saying those kind of things about purposeful parenting, you could join tv.newlife.com and hear just some of that kind of wisdom that they are putting out there. Can you believe how they were able to put that together?
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost like someone else speaking.
Yeah.
It was so powerful.
We were channeling.
Anyway, you know, that whole segment kind of confirms what a lot of people believe about me. Okay. All right. Okay. Listen. I got to run. I've got to go to my Narcissist Anonymous meeting this afternoon. But, okay. So there are other things where we actually let people speak on those little programs there at tv.newlife.com. And I know that there'll be something fantastic that you'll want to experience if you go there. Okay. Now, before we do anything else, I got to tell you about something we're doing. If you were to join Club New Life, or you increased your Club New Life giving by $10, here's what we would do. We would send you a Take Your Life Back day-by-day devotional. And then we would send you this cross that it's just one of the coolest things. And it's got New Life on it and all these different inscriptions that are there to encourage you and the Serenity Prayer and things like that. We'll send that to you. Every month I will send you other things, other exclusive gift opportunities. We'll send you some of the best things that we've done on tv.newlife.com. There's an exclusive private social network for Club New Life members and great discounts on everything. Now, and including our workshops, our intensives. Now, the reason it's important to us is really Club New Life forms the foundation of all that we do. It's just a consistent platform on which everything that we do exists. And so I just want to ask you, if at all possible, join Club New Life or increase your giving by $10 to Club New Life, and we'll send you this great little thank you package there. A gift of any amount to our ministry, and we send you the brand new expanded version of How We Love. Mylan, how many books are we at now in, I say we, because I did write the foreword, but did you leave out my foreword in the expanded version? I'm just curious.
They needed extra pages.
No, we didn't, Steve. We proudly left it in there. It was such a kind foreword.
See, I was never asked to expand my foreword, and I was always curious about that. Yeah. But how many books have sold so far of How We Love?
Well, we're way over the 100,000 mark in terms of book sales for How We Love, and in its various forms, be that digital or electronic or
so
press.
Or Sanskrit.
Or Sanskrit, yeah.
But here's the thing. Most books, you know, nowadays they'll sell 10, 20,000 copies. Mm-hmm. And the reason this one's over 100,000 is just the things that we hear all the time here and then in our intensives when you present that material. And it kind of boggles the mind that you guys came up with five more core patterns. How did you do that?
Well, we actually mentioned them in the book, How We Love. We had the Duets at Damage, which is a section in which we talked about the four most predominant core patterns. A core pattern is simply a dance that every couple gets into that doesn't work well, where everybody's stepping on each other's toes. And we talked about the vacillator avoider, the pleaser avoider, the controller victim, and then the pleaser vacillator. And those were the main ones that walk into our offices. Those are the most common. But then we said, well, there's more. And so we mentioned them briefly in How We Love, but then in this, we not only expand them into a much greater detail, but we also then point them toward further places where they can study the core patterns as well. So we expanded, put in diagrams, added charts, as well as new tools for couples to use and for individuals to use as they develop their relationships.
All right. Well, that's just our way of saying thank you by sending that to you. I mean, you could buy it for whatever, but just send us a gift of any amount, and we'll say thank you by sending that wonderful book, The Expanded, How We Love. There's also How We Love Our Kids, and I think it's a great little parenting book, especially if you resonate with How We Love. Now, we have some workshops coming up. They're intensive, because all of ours are. Every Man's Battle is in Sacramento on August the 11th. Take your life back. Whatever you're struggling with, it's anxiety, it's depression, whatever, that's September the 8th in Washington, D.C. And then Restore is going to be in Washington, D.C. on November the 10th, and we've just heard back from the folks that went to the last Restore, and it was so powerful. 30 people signed up in the last week for Restore. Now, you don't have to wait that long, and I'm asking for two things. I'm asking for you to sign up. I'm asking for three things. One, sign up. Number two, if you can't afford it, call us and get on a list, or maybe they already have it right now for scholarships, but I know we're a little low on scholarships, and so if you want to put someone through the Restore workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and tell us that you can give a scholarship, especially if you have been blessed by that. It's really quite a turnaround. You know, it's one thing for a man to kind of feel isolated. You know, it's kind of the stereotype. But when a woman has gone through being betrayed and being isolated, and she's supposed to be connected to other women in her mind, and she's isolated, oh, it's just so shameful. Then she goes to this, and over we hear, I have friends for life. Mm-hmm. And then we hear people saying, we're still talking. 6 years later, we're still together and ministering to each other. So it's a great blessing. That's just one of the things that we do. It's Restore, and it's in D.C. Now, I just ask you, is there somebody in your life that needs to go to one of these? Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's a wife. I don't know. Maybe it's a friend, somebody you're dating. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And let us help you. If you're on the phones, hang on. We'll go to Jen first in our next program. God bless you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call. We love you. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.